Hey, welcome to the podcast with Tin and On with Medicine and Culture. Woo! We got some special guests today. Yeah, Kevin and Paul.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey guys.
We ain't that special though.
No, you guys are special to me.
Oh.
Well, anyways, we're gonna steal the show then.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Paul?
Let's talk about our life goals.
Oh,
life goals.
We're basically shooting the shit.
I just cursed. I'm sorry.
Life goals is cool. I mean,
life goals.
Mine personally is just to own a house in the future, and then just happy life.
What type of house?
Any house that I can put over my head. Any roof over my head.
How many bedrooms?
Oh, I guess be specific. I mean, okay, one bedroom.
One bedroom?
One bedroom.
Maybe a bedroom for our kids. And then just the rest of the yard.
So two bedrooms.
Where the dogs
go? Yeah, the yard.
You know Tina's... Okay, so two bedrooms. Anyways, his girl, Tina, got like five dogs. Maybe one is coming.
Yeah.
I mean
a standard like three bedroom, just one for the office, you know, is cool. But mostly for her dogs.
Wow. So the American dream.
Yeah.
What is American dream?
Out of state.
No. Shut up. You're not gonna go out of state.
We'll see.
Most of the listeners are in California. So they know.
How many listeners? Like 22?
22, 23.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Now they listen to it twice.
Wait, if you guys want to live in LA, the place we're staying at, dude, the rent is $10,000 a month.
Pretty much.
For an apartment.
Three bedroom.
That's
a
three,
yeah.
Three bedroom.
As an Airbnb,
right now.
As an Airbnb. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Inflation, man. It's
high. Yeah, but.
But would you work hard to be able to live here?
No.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Dude, you go down there, parking shit.
Well, you have your private parking here.
Your private parking, but beyond the walls of this apartment, there's like, I mean, if you like the LA lifestyle, if you have the money, okay, maybe, but the LA lifestyle is just not for certain people, so it's like,
what is the LA lifestyle?
Well, some people just adapt to certain living styles, and you know, that's just how you're born. It's like, some people like how they're the way they live,
it's convenient.
Some people like the suburbs, some people like, you know, living out in just the city, and I don't know, that's just your personal habit, I guess.
Just for the listeners today, so we are enjoying my bachelor's party right here in LA.
Bachelor party.
Yeah, we're bachelor.
we're making the strippers stay put.
but right now we are in downtown LA. Literally in the middle of everything. Just driving here was definitely a scene.
Oh yeah,
dude. Oh, yeah. What, like
through
two to three tents every block, maybe even more. Homeless tents. Pretty crazy.
So we're talking about homeless.
We're talking about the disparity, the homelessness,
and Skid Row.
No, but isn't this crazy? No,
Daniel texted me. Hey, are we pretty close to Skid Row? just asking for our safety.
Hey, I actually brought my higher capacity magazine for this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, by the way.
No. Dude, this is down.
It's bad.
What's the higher mag? Is it just like...
So I usually carry 10 round magazines.
Yeah, now you can just...
Now I'm carrying 17.
Guns. I mean, more bullets.
Yeah.
17?
Now I'm carrying 17.
Trying to kill 17 people?
No, plus one in the chamber, so 18.
For the listeners, no, we're not killers or anything. Basically, do not take any of this as any advice or sound advice, okay? Just kidding.
No, yes.
All right.
No, yes, but social media...
Big fan base.
No, through social media, I don't know if you guys heard, but like through like a suicide... suicide prevention. Someone comes in and said they're gonna shoot up LA, downtown LA.
This week.
Wait, you got some... Oh, because of Biden?
You got like a hotline
tip? No. There's a suicide hotline that they got a call that they're going to go to LA, downtown LA, and shoot up downtown LA.
This week?
Yes, this week. That's why I brought my 17 round mag.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we'll be okay. You got to teach us how to use it. We'll have to shoot you and you die, so we got to learn to use your gun.
Just fucking point and shoot.
Okay.
Oh. Well, okay.
So
that's
a safety later.
No. All right, back to the fucking topic of where we were at.
Yeah.
Right, Paul?
Yeah.
What topic? Homelessness, housing.
American dream.
Yeah,
American
that's just
dream.
My dream.
We
I
were
mean,
drinking. Yeah.
Okay.
Paul.
Yeah. Let's not make it all about me. Let's move forward. And,
no, we got. No, no American dream about. Is not just.
I mean, you know, has the American dream goal dream change since when it first
started? No, definitely. It's always.
What was the original American dreams?
Living by the beach, you know.
House, family.
Yeah. House, family.
Well, as far as I know, wasn't the original American dream was like own a house.
Yeah.
Now have kids.
Yeah.
Wife. Have a career.
Steady.
Hire 60.
The white picket fence.
Right. But now.
Oh. Yeah. But so own a house, have family, have a good career, and then retire by the time you're 60.
Yeah.
That's the original.
Yeah.
American dream. Has that changed?
Yes. No, it's not changed.
You don't
just,
think so?
Just everything in it, just with inflation as well, has changed though, but it just makes it more difficult for us.
Yeah. Realistically. You
know, realistically. It just
so the goals are the same, like house. Yeah.
Because yeah, that is money, that is the, you're obviously entire, everybody wants a house, family, kids, you know, that is the American dream, like but, you said, but.
You see, that's crazy?
It's just like, getting more difficult as the years go by. It's just
but that's crazy because kids. That. So basically, like, the American dream, right, was initially started as, like, oh, you work from the bootstraps, right, you work really hard, you could get your house, your dream house, you could raise your family there, as long as you work hard, no matter,
family.
No matter what job you have.
No matter what... As long as you work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
No, absolutely.
Full time.
But Paul has a good point. Nowadays, it's really changed.
It has changed. Inflation. I mean, the mentality of the American lifestyle, American dream is still there. Yet, it's just getting more...
Hard.
Obviously, as years go by, it's going to get more, you know...
What? Hard.
So why? Because we can't afford it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it harder, though? Is that fair?
It's just all politics.
Is that fair for us, though?
No, it's not fair for us. It's not fair for anyone, but we can't put the blame.
Shit.
I'm gonna fall.
Is it fair? Would you say it's fair? Why do we have
life
struggle?
Is never fair. So
that's right. Life's
just,
hard. It's not
life's
fair.
Hard. We just gotta deal with it.
Yeah. But why is it harder now than it was back
yeah.
then?
It's always
was
gonna
it
be
though?
Harder.
I mean, if you well, how do you yeah. know? Did you live that then?
Because my parents made minimum wage and they bought a 5-bedroom house, and I'm making
are they
like
still making minimum wage.
Well, they're retired, but they
retired.
Probably would be if they're working.
No, like they were making minimum wage the whole career.
Pretty
but
much,
in,
they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I but mean, like pretty, let me ask well, this: like in comparison. In comparison, back in the day, your parents, definitely they work hard, right?
Of course, yeah.
But like, in comparison to today, nowadays, modern age.
Okay.
Would it, like, compare, like, how much we would have to...
You heard that?
No shit!
Sound effects, man.
Guys, I'm sorry, but Tim just farted.
Well, you didn't call me out like that.
Clear in the room.
Nowadays, you know, iOS,
guys,
Apple 11.
Tim, did you guys hear that?
It was quiet, bro.
It was not quiet. The audience heard it already, and then we just had to address it.
But anyways, what I'm saying, like, I know our parents work hard, but would you say that nowadays, modern day, kids trying to achieve the American dream, would they have to work harder?
I'm just saying. I think it's harder. Education is always growing. Everything's just growing, like technology. So
exactly.
You gotta learn.
Yeah.
As we're learning, so it's just different. I mean, dude, the education world right now from K to 12 is just different, dude. Like, we didn't experience work going to school from home. We didn't experience
exactly,
like, you know, from K to 12, obviously, but, you know, getting, like, off early or, you know, like, these, like, early Wednesdays or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
We never experienced that. So, just the age and generations just changing. So, that's just what we have to adapt and grow, too. I mean, I think as life goes on, we'll make more money, too. We grow as the population grows, so...
I hope so. Well, that's the running argument, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of people our age are saying that the earlier, the older generation kind of made it harder for us, right? Their decisions, their politics.
I don't agree.
You don't agree with that? What do you mean? Can you say?
If I could go back, like, 20 years without all this technology, I would go back, like...
You would rather live 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Was that the 80s? No, that's 2000.
2000.
2002, you dumbass.
No.
2022, you dumbass.
No, legitimate.
20 years ago?
I think
it's 2002.
No, yeah. Legitimate. Like, if you just got a job, like, let's say in construction or, like, just... Like a manager at McDonald's or Starbucks, right?
Starbucks.
People can barely make ends meet working a part-time, full-time job.
Exactly. No, but back in the day, like, if you were the manager of, like, McDonald's.
That's why college students could work and they pay off their tuition.
Okay.
That's impossible now.
Wait, what?
College students could work and pay off their tuition while they're in school.
Yeah,
but that's impossible now.
Maybe it's just the
government subsidizing.
That's the government teaching us how to manage our money better.
Making us slaves.
Yeah, they see so much people in the streets, and it's just showing us that we're failing. You know, like there's so many much more people on the streets right now. You know,
why is that?
I don't know. There's so much more homeless. It's just drugs too. So drugs and. Street drugs, so.
Well, we have a cop in our guest today.
Yes. Ooh. And he is going to arrest all of us
right now.
What I'm saying, like, from his perspective, like, do you see there's more homelessness or there's nothing that's being done? Like, we see just as, like, just public citizens, we see.
That's a good sign right there.
No, but just public citizens, we see the homelessness a lot more prevalent. Yeah, is that
growing?
Yeah,
it is growing.
Like, what is the cause for that?
There is no cause. This cost is still the same. I could say. I don't think the government's ever gonna save us. They're never gonna fucking save us. They're greedy and they're looking out for themselves. So, obviously, I don't think we're the homeless population. I don't think we're ever going to fix the homeless population. We're not. I don't think we are. And how we're going to deal with that, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, because I think they literally, like, let them smoke drugs in the street.
Yeah.
Without doing anything.
Because, like, what? Okay, so with the state of California, smoking drugs or being under the influence is a misdemeanor, right?
They don't want to book people for that type of stuff.
Wait, just for our listeners that don't know, like, the difference between, like, the infractions,
before?
Like, the felony, misdemeanor. Can you, like, just give us, like, a context?
So, before being under the influence or having paraphernalia.
So, before we voted Prop 48 in.
Just
let me explain. I don't know which point. Prop.
Yeah, but it was one of the propositions, right?
One of the propositions that changed a few years ago, that it used to be a felony. And with that,
explain what a felony is.
With
just for our
being
listeners.
A felony or misdemeanor, if you were to book someone on for a felony, they'd stay in jail a lot longer for a misdemeanor. Nowadays, instead of within the state of California, if you book somebody in for a misdemeanor, it's just citation and release. So here's a citation, and you're getting released right away. Not right away, but a few hours within the county jail.
Wait, but why did they get?
That's why they don't care. That's why the homeless people do all that stuff. And they don't care because it's just a misdemeanor. They can't pay that citation. They don't have anywhere to send the bill to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what is
what does a citation do to you as a person?
Citation
doesn't
do anything. It Oh, it doesn't do absolutely anything.
It doesn't go on your record or anything.
It goes on your record. It doesn't go on your record.
They don't have anything to live for for their record.
Exactly.
Oh, so
it,
there's no risk. Like,
exactly. There's no risk.
There's no risk at all.
So if you get a misdemeanor.
They want you to arrest them.
Yeah, if you get a misdemeanor for being under the influence, right? Here you go. Here's a citation. You go out. Make sure you show up for your court date. You don't show up, California's not going to do anything.
That's like new paper to wipe their ass with.
Exactly. Unless, which you get 15 misdemeanors. 15 misdemeanors. That's a cite denied.
15.
That means it's technically a felony, right? So you're not going to get cited out. You're going to stay in jail until your court date. Or unless you get fed kicked. Fed kicked is that there's too many people in jail. We're going to kick you out of jail. Show up at this court date, right? So this state, I believe, is very, very liberal. Unfortunately, bless you. I think that it needs to be a little bit more stern, especially with fed kicks and misdemeanors. Because, that used to be a big thing. Catching people with drugs, catching people who are under the influence, were a big thing. But now that it's a misdemeanor, it's cops don't care anymore. It's it's a misdemeanor. You have methamphetamine.
You're not doing anything. You're just squeezing it out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but once you add it up, like you said, 15, right? It becomes something.
That's true.
Which and I'm pretty sure the people out there will do 15 of it.
Opportunity cost. I know,
No, 15 is something they get.
You gotta cite the same guy 15 times.
They're not counting. And cops won't waste their time on that shit.
Okay.
I feel 15 is a number that they can hit.
So I understand you. I understand you know what I mean? Because one of my partners, I fucking love her to death, right?
Okay.
Love her to fucking death. She fucking cites everybody, arrests fucking everybody, no matter fucking what, right? She's doing her job, right? Okay. There's a spirit of the law and letter of the law. She's following the letter of the law. If you fucking break the law, she's going to fucking arrest you for that, right? I fucking love her to death. But she's drowning in reports. So is it worth it for me to waste my time
to
fucking type up a report?
Yeah, like every single citation.
To be out.
But I feel like those who have repetitive, like misdemeanors, shouldn't it be easier just to kind of add, like, they're having another one.
It really is copy and paste.
Yeah.
But... is it worth the time?
You still gotta take time
out. There's too many of them.
I'd rather fucking catch a felony person than a misdemeanor.
I see.
That's it.
Yeah. But like nowadays, misdemeanors, they kind of mean a lot.
No, dude. Cops won't even charge you. You can tell cops in the street that you're freaking high and they won't even do anything.
Wow. Because they would rather catch.
You can tell them, dude, I'm high as ass, and they won't.
It's like,
really?
If you think about it, somebody who smokes methamphetamine tonight is going to be high for days, right? So I can go up to one random fucking person, do a test, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're high. I could fucking arrest you right now for being under the influence of methamphetamine.
Right.
But why am I going to waste my time for that when I could find somebody else who's doing a felony?
Wow.
Because if I hook them up for a misdemeanor, hey, guess what? I could take you to jail, you get released right away.
Yeah. You don't want to deal with
that.
So,
you think that's why all the shoplifting has increased? And they're just doing it like
lately?
Yeah, because they don't have consequences with that.
Because now it's not felony anymore, it's a misdemeanor?
It depends. A certain price makes it a felony. But it's just shoplifting isn't worth our time. Because it's property crime, right? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, your stuff was stolen, but it's just stuff. It's materialistic items, right?
Like, why do you think, is there a rise in, videos of people literally just going to Walgreens or CVS and taking all this stuff? And, they don't do anything about it.
What'd he say?
No, look, just listen.
Police siren.
That's perfect.
Shut up.
Hey guys, listeners, by the way, misdemeanors happening 24/7 right now.
No, honestly, that's why looting and everything just been so common.
You think, is that why? Ask this guy.
Yeah.
You think that's why the rate
is higher or rise? What?
Their perspective more is about the safety of shooting and all that stuff. It's not more of the looting, it's just the material. You can't save someone's life over material.
But look at that though. People take advantage. You know that humans. No. You know that humans, as just the human race, we, like in our brains, we know how to take advantage of things.
Yeah.
And I feel like the looting and all these things are increasing because they know how to take advantage of that because cops aren't really focusing on that.
Yeah.
Right? See, that's why it's the higher race.
It's always been like that.
No, yeah. It's just it's changing. It's new.
Why is that?
It's new because people are.
Why
are they resorting to that?
Is it a felony to misdemeanor thing or what?
Yeah, I think it changes because obviously if it was a felony, we would be making more arrests for being.
Did you guys make more money? Or?
Obviously, they're not going to say like it's okay to get away with it. They're always going to do something, but not to a certain extent where it's like a murder. You know, like murder, dude. They would do anything in their power to. Do anything in their power to, you know, catch that killer, you know?
Yeah.
But for, like, thief, like, materialistic stuff, I think it's just, that's why they put it as a misdemeanor because, you know, but it's not okay to still steal out of.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day,
people are just taking advantage of it.
Hold on. We all agree that stealing. It's not okay, right?
Give me your money.
I know, but that's the thing. Like throughout the years and whatever ages, it's becoming less and less of a punishment.
I mean, that's my fault, right? I voted for the prop, so
yeah. No.
that was
but like, don't you see? People will jump on that and be like, "Well, they're not looking."
Yeah, so it's just
they're not
the risk, you know. Like people see other people doing it, they're like, "Oh, you know what? Like they're getting fully awake, scot free, so they're gonna be more likely to do it." It's like, it's, you know,
there's no why are they doing it?
Yeah, but why? Why is it?
Because there's no consequence to the action,
and it goes back to money. Like, you know, they don't have enough money.
So what does this
have
to do with our main podcast, Life Goals?
Because they can't achieve the dream that they want.
Yeah.
So they're resulting to crime.
We need to put
this
on a separate podcast because we're kind of like targeting Kevin.
No. It's because we never have a cop on here, that's why.
Yeah, so like our main, like, I guess our main goal of this podcast.
Make sure you vote.
No. Like me and Tin, we've always been in the realm of medicine and in the healthcare side of things. We kind of are short-sighted on like other things that we don't pay attention to that really affects our patients, like
such as
crime and things like poverty and things like that. So I think that's the stuff that we want to kind of focus on our podcast. Like, so it's nice to have this side of things.
I think my input on it is like, you can't focus on so much that's surrounding your world. Our population is growing by the minute.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can't keep up with what's happening around you.
I know.
But you can try.
That's the, you know, our president's job. You know, like,
our president isn't doing anything.
Yeah, so we just gotta worry about our.
Don't ask Tin about that.
And
grand,
surviving.
Bro.
I don't know. It's just our world's pretty crazy.
Overall, I don't think the government's gonna save you, no matter what. The government's never gonna save you. Oh, you're kidding?
Stop spinning it.
That's all.
Wait, what do you say?
I said the government is never gonna save you from your shady decision. They're not.
The government.
The government.
They're gonna bail you out.
Yeah.
You need to get the consequences.
So no matter what, your decision is what affects you, not the government. Yeah, the government's gonna send you fucking stimulus pay checks and stuff like that. They're gonna help you out, but it's
just a, you know, sugarcoat.
Yeah,
you know.
It's a blanket. It's a blanket overall.
Like, you get that $1,400 check, you know, COVID check, and you're gonna go and buy a PS5 with it. You know,
No, but like, so the government prints more money.
Let's go outside.
We're relocating.
Hey guys,
you're relocating.
Cause I'm getting cold.
All right, short intermission.
Wait, you guys are.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
We're back inside.
We took a quick intermission just to go inside because it's a little cold. Cause Paul was a little
He just got a little
cold. It wasn't just me.
Okay, fine. It was him and 10, whatever.
His body fat is just a little.
That's 0% body fat.
Wait, no, speaking about 0% body fat, how do you get that?
Yeah, you die.
Yeah, no, we're all
good.
Only Kevin's probably the closest. What are you at, like 8?
I don't know, it's pretty low, bro.
Yeah. What are you?
Hmm?
What are you, like 8?
8 what?
8% body fat?
I don't know. That's a good question. I never measure.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you measure your body?
Body weight, use like those calipers.
No. You're big.
Yeah, you say I have no body fat.
Okay, no body shaming here.
Guys, I wish you guys had a video right now.
Yeah. Well,
I'm at like 16.
16 but percent body fat?
Yeah. But that's just based on like the scale, so I'm not accurate.
That's probably average, right?
I mean, I'm just using it to like, you know, monitor my progress. But my average for men is 22.
Yeah.
What am I?
And then for women, it's
I've
like.
I've never measured my.
Yeah, what is bit?
My doctor used to do this to me.
Wait, what is that?
That's not checking fat, that's just checking your thyroid. I mean,
no, you would like squeeze the fat in the motion.
He just like it.
That's what I'm listening
to. Just squeeze it.
Come here, Carl.
Well, just for you guys to know that, Tin is actually going to be a practicing doctor on Monday.
Yes, sir.
No, I got to do orientation.
Well, orientation for a practicing doctor.
Yes, I don't know. I think technically my start date is July 1st.
Okay, July. How do you feel?
Not ready, bro.
Dude.
I'm ready.
You know.
I don't know anything.
Fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I have to.
Dr. Chu.
I'm way higher.
Dr. Chu.
Wait, you ready? Wait, are you ready to be called doctor?
No, I'm not. Dude, they were calling me it when I went to do paperwork and stuff and did physical exam. They're like, Dr. Chu. And I was just saying that. I'm like,
that's not me. I'm playing for like 10. Boost the
confidence
right there. Huh? Boost the confidence. Hey, you probably got a boner, huh?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't stand
up. We're gonna blurb that out, by the way.
That's why I couldn't stand up right away. And I pretend like I didn't know who they're calling. Like, oh, yeah, no, that's me. After just kind of go away.
Doctor, have chew! Dude, I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you. I'm not.
You got the hardest rotation of them all.
Yep.
Like, all the rotations, he's doing intensive care. Mm-hmm. ICU. Literally patients that are in the brink of death.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that.
Straight up. No, are you ready for it?
My patient's probably going to die.
Are you ready for it?
No. I've never seen anyone die before.
Never.
I don't even know how to like talk to people. I mean, like family and stuff while dying.
I'd be ready for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
No, how are you be ready for it?
No. But see, that's
like
that's,
brace myself.
No, but that's what, like the program they have seniors that have the experience, but obviously Tim, you're gonna have to pronounce some death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see anyone die yet, Kevin?
How are you gonna pronounce that?
Yeah.
My first death was a 17-year-old. Second death was suicide. And the third death was a 1-year-old. Fourth death was a 3-month-old.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. On your duty? Like,
yes, they're all on duty. Just, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Just,
well, all the kids that died was because, like, parents and
wife. You know, we don't know. After autopsy, they couldn't find out the reason why. So it could have been
still. How did you find a kid with stuff? What was it seem like?
First year old, 1 year old, we got there. It was a party, birthday party. We got there, the 1 year old was on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk?
Yeah. We started chest compressions. Yeah. I started chest compressions, AMR, took the baby, took him to RUHS, Riverside Unit, University Health Systems. We assisted AMR to get there. So we're all rolling code. So we're all like life and sirens heading there. Get there, doctors and nurses get there, perform life-saving measures for an additional like 30, 20 something minutes. And then afterwards, you can save the baby. They call time of death. And then just get ready for, I think that first one was, what affected me the most was getting.
What was the hardest one?
It was the hardest one because I had to get the grandmother, which was the acting guardian of the time, off the baby. I was like, hey.
She kept holding her?
Yeah, she kept holding her. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry, miss. We called time of death. We gave her a, like 15, 20 minutes of with the baby. And she's like, she's holding her. She's holding her the entire time. And she's like, my angel, why'd you have to pass on me and stuff like that? It's me telling her, hey, it's a scene now. It's a death scene. So we had to get her off her and pretty much close off the scene. So the coroner gets there, does their inspection, and takes the body away, you know? So just be prepared to see a lot of death. And that's it. Like within our profession, we're going to see a lot of that. I think what affects me the most is family.
Yeah.
I think my first death was a 17-year-old who choked. We thought it was
choked.
Yeah, choked. We thought it was overdose, but
choked.
He choked. What affected me the most on that scene was the girlfriend crying, the family, the sister, the mom crying. Obviously, a 17-year-old, he's too young to die, you know. But it's just something you gotta live with, and that's it. So you're gonna see a lot of that. So be prepared, especially.
Feel like it's getting easier now.
Easier? I don't think we can ever get easier.
It's not easier. It's more like you kind of put it past you and you kind of move on, you know?
You still got to expect for the worst.
Yeah, exactly. And then I remember my last day of FTO, which is like field training officer. We had a person come in and we all sat in a circle and we talked about the death of the 3-month-old.
Yeah, I think that's good to do.
Oh yeah, it was. And I fucking cried. I cried my last year of training. And it's just something you got to expect within this profession, within our profession, that we're going to see a lot of death. And it's not something normal that the original person or society sees. It's just something that we got to expect and then we got to be able to live with. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. Just make sure that obviously Athena is going to see the same thing. Amanda, luckily, she's pharmacist, so she sees the same thing. Like her patients die too. But let's say if I were to live with or get with somebody else who's not in the medical profession, I would let them know, like, hey, this is what I see, this is what I experience, and I might change as a person. But things are going to change.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Because, like, as a person, I don't think that we're able to see all of the negatives, I guess, right? Because let's say, like, a regular person who works, not throw them under the bus, but like a regular job. Exactly. They're not going to see death. They're not going to see critical incidents. Mm-hmm. While we're going to receive dead bodies. We're going to see assaults. We're going to see people who've been shot, stabbed, etc. So how are we going to live with that? And that's the biggest thing. Like, are you able to live with that? And are you able to bring that home?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk to your wife about that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Wife, husband.
How do you deal with it? What's the best way for you to?
Do you ever have like trouble sleeping and stuff? Like
oh that? Yeah, it's not like I have trouble sleeping. I've had multiple dreams, with Amanda where I wake up the next day like, oh shit, I just dreamt that I was in a shooting. My dreams leaks into reality, where I wake up and like I remember I was sweating. Yeah, like, I'm not sweating, but more reality. Oh, like babe, I just woke up or. I just had a dream that somebody was crawling through a roof, or I woke up and I go, I just dreamed I had a shooting, or I just got shot at, or something like that. Or I dream, it's not that I'm stressing, but she realizes like, oh, like you were mumbling, or you were moving, or you're moving your foot, you know. It's more things like, oh yeah, I was moving my foot because of the three reason, or because I woke up mumbling because of this reason. And she realizes it, and she acknowledges it, and I've been blessed to know that she's in the profession that where she experiences death as well. And that's a big thing for me. Like she knows what I go through and stuff like that. But does it affect me in reality? No, not as of now, but when I talk about it, yeah. Like when like my last day of training, I cried. I told her about it. Or whenever I wake up, like, oh fuck, I told her, like, I just had a shooting. Like I just woke up and I remembered that I shot somebody or I got shot at and stuff like that. But it is what it is, you know. It's what we signed up for.
Your occupational
hazard. Yeah, exactly.
exactly.
No,
something that people don't realize.
Yeah,
you know, like you think of a cop, you're like, oh, occupational hazard, like getting shot at and like getting attacked and stuff, but they don't think about the psychological side of it.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make this about me, but it's about all of us. You know, it's about like all of our professions, obviously, because like I say, we are all in the medical profession.
I don't know how much death a banker see.
We hardly see any deaths. The only thing we see is fraudsters. And
what
thieves.
Fraudster?
Fraudsters.
Yeah.
We can't see them like in plain sight, but you know, there's always fraud happening. It's like, actually,
you guys should look
into your parents' bankings and stuff, because a lot of fraud's been going on. So
what do you mean, like
just people trying to take advantage of seniors and stuff like that? It's just very, very common now. So don't like click on anything that you guys receive texts from or anything like that. It's pretty common. So and very easy to get like triggered into. I have so many like senior citizens just like coming into the branch to, you know, oh, I have fraud on this, fraud on that. And it's very hectic to get your money back and lose your money too. So. Yeah.
No, dude, I remember we had like a patient before where she was coming to the office, and it turns out she was getting this back in the day where it was like the IRS scam.
Yeah.
Where they like call you and they're like, oh yeah, you owe IRS money.
I actually was a victim of a scam. So, let me tell you this. Okay.
Dude, tell us.
So it was on our Edison bill. So I was like, no, dude, I paid my Edison bill and I was on the way to a paintballing, like just hanging out with some friends, and I was going paintballing. I got a call and the guy was like, hey, you did not pay your Edison bill. You need to go to this gas station and like go get, like pay your bill at this like ATM or something like that. I was like, dude, this sounds so fishy. So I sent it to my brother. I was like, hey, can you call this guy? Cause I'm on the road driving. My brother texted me. He was like, hey, bro, it was a scam. I was like,
well, at least you didn't pay for anything.
I felt like an idiot. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. No, but yeah, okay. In the end, it was like, they sounded super legit. It was like, oh, this is Southern Cal Edison calling to, you know. I was like, dude
for sure. No, I had the same like call. It was like, they call? But it was like, you know, it was like an accent, like an Indian accent. But they call and they told me, oh, they were from like with the police department.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, like, do you buy a house in Texas? Yeah. And it looks like...
So even if I can fall for it, your parents that are a lot older than you,
for sure,
they can definitely fall for
like,
it.
I was worried much first. And they were like, oh, yeah, we found, like, your house is, like a drug den. We found, like, drugs at your house and stuff.
Yeah,
like, you own
so
this place.
Stupid.
And they know your name and they, like, know your previous address too.
They just need to know the simple things, and then that's what gets, you know, older people triggered too. It's like, do you know my information out there? Know my email, like even certain emails that they see pop up on their thing, like they come to the branch to just to like,
yeah, especially because like your parents, like they don't really know English well, right? So they just send like the IRS or something, they get like freaked out and they're like, oh, you owe IRS money, or you know, like this police say that you owe the police.
So just heads up, just look into your parents, you know, make sure they're not clicking on anything like me. about to give out free money to a fraudster on my Edison bill.
But yeah, anyways, the patient was talking about, she came to us, but then she was telling us that for the past 12 months, she was paying like $5,000, like every other, so she was sending like $5,000 every other month to like,
that's too crazy.
Some like weird like address, like to the IRS,
yeah,
because they said that she owed like back taxes in the IRS. So she was literally sending them like thousands of dollars.
Yeah. The IRS scam was pretty big.
Thousands of dollars like every few months.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
this poor lady. She's not like she didn't have. It's not like she had a lot of money.
Wait, have you guys seen that? Like,
dude, IRS scam is
huge. No, but like, there's like this famous YouTuber.
Yeah, he puts scammers on blast.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Like, they're actually, like, they call them by their first name and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. I've seen those. I stay up late at night watching those videos.
No, but, like, it's crazy because they have a whole, they have,
office,
like, a whole company,
like,
office, like, a whole
like
office.
A whole office
just to scam people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're just going to get drinking now.
No,
it's
but
like
no, 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 no.
It's like the Chinese thing, you know, like in the China, where they like catfish people and stuff to like scam people. They literally have like 50, like hundreds of workers like doing that full time.
Yeah.
Making accounts and like, you know, messaging people and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just preying on the weak. That.
Yep. Pretty much. They can definitely catch you off guard. Like, dude, that Edison bill. I was like, dude, I paid this. You know, I was like. Why the heck are you telling me to go to a gas station to go pay my Edison bill? And then I was like, hey, man, like, I told my brother, I was like, I'm on the road. Can you, like, handle this call? So
oh,
I was like,
my God.
And then my brother calls me back. He's like, dude, this is scam, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. They're getting smarter by the day. That's it. Wow.
Yeah, scams getting crazy.
We got multiple professions here. We got doctors in training. We got financial advisors. We got a cop. And we got specialists in information informatics. No, I mean, we have a lot of professions here.
And do sheriffs get offended if we call you guys cops?
No, I don't care. Cops is a general term. I think it's
police. Oh, cops is like a general term.
Yeah, cops is a general term. Police officers are obviously more, it's different than deputy sheriff. Police officer and deputy sheriff is different. Cops is a general term, umbrella term for everything else.
We call Kevin undercover cop.
That's fine.
Sexy undercover.
Sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're on like pretty much our 30s, right? Like,
I'm 25, bro.
We're on our 30s. We're about to be in our like perspective fields, just what we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives. And for our listeners, like, if you're thinking about a specific profession or you're already in that field, like, it's nice to kind of know what like you're going to be facing or encountering, you know. So like for Kevin's field, you're going to be basically facing like death or just yeah, you are.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
You know,
crime, but
crime.
That's,
and
that's not the beauty of his profession, is too. But it's just to serve the community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
unless you're doing it for the benefits.
But like in general, we're just trying to just make our society like a better place. That's it.
And then as we make Riverside worse, though, he can try to arrest us.
Oh, that's
it.
Yeah.
No, but like, just for our listeners, just so they know, like, they want to go into that field.
They have to face death. They have to face, you know, corruption, right?
No, it's every field. That's it. It's every single field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking go on about it, but I think first responders are definitely
yeah.
the field that we got to take care of our mental health. That's the biggest
thing. Mental health, guys.
Yeah. I don't know if Tim believes that.
He's not he does. No, we talked about it in one of our episodes. Like most of the homelessness is because of mental health, right?
Drugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, guys.
Death is spirit. Yeah.
You know.
No, this is a very special episode where we have lots of profession
in this. Special.
Yeah, but we have the sheriff of San Bernardino.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Don't worry about it. But overall, that's it. I think we had a good conversation about it.
Okay. Well, this is episode 11.
Do you guys have like a cost thing that you guys say?
Yeah, no.
This
will
be it. I'm just
kidding. No, we probably should come up with like a name.
Yeah.
We still haven't come up with a name for a podcast.
No, we did. Medicine and Culture. Well, okay, anyway, so this week, this week in Medicine and Culture, thank you for tuning in, guys. Catch us next week, you know, well.
Tomorrow.
Next tomorrow. Week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe to our podcast in Spotify, Apple, YouTube and all channel. That. YouTube channel as well.
All five of you?
Yep. All five of us. All right. Later, guys. Goodbye. Until next time. See you later.